Okay, starting with Hashem, Hilchas Melicha, Shir 22. In this shir, we'll discuss how one should kasher liver. So liver is a big sugya in the Gemara. So let's see the Gemara, and then go through how the Rishonim learned the Gemara, and work our way step by step to Halacha Lamaisa. So the Gemara starts in Kuf Yud Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. Omar li Abaye l'Rav Safo. Abaye told Rav Safo, Ki salikas l'hosam, when you go up to Eretz Yisrael, Boi minayu, ask them, Kavda ma'asun bay. What do we do with liver? So let's first explain what's the question. According to the way the Rosh explains Rashi, the question was, is salting enough to take out the blood from liver? Or do we say, since liver has a lot of blood, salting is not sufficient? Rabbi Natan holds that the question is, just like roasting helps, salting will also help. We see that Tosfos holds that roasting is not any stronger than salting. So Rabbi Natan holds that the question is, do we need to salt the meat? Do we say that since the Torah permitted liver, so the blood that comes out of liver is also mutter? Or is the blood that comes out of liver usher? So the Gemara continues, Ki solik, when Rav Safa went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechi l'Rav Zreika, he found Rav Zreika. Omalei, Rav Zreika told him, Anot shalki lei l'Rav Ami v'ochal. I cooked the liver for Rav Ami, and he ate it. According to Rashi, this means I cooked it after salting it, without roasting it. And according to Tosfos, this means I cooked it even without salting it. Ki asa l'gabei, when Rav Safa came back to Abaye, Omalei l'meisa nafsha l'ikimi boili. That answers itself was not my question. I know that the liver won't answer itself if it's cooked. My question was, will the liver answer another piece of meat cooked with it? So if Safir asked him, why don't you have a question that the liver will not answer itself? How do you know that? That's not, because it says in the Mishnah, that the liver does not answer itself. So if you know that Mishnah, you should also not have a question that it will answer another piece of meat cooked with it. That's none, because the Mishnah says in Trumas, HaKovid Oiseres Ve'inina Eseres. The liver answers other meat, but does not answer itself. Mepneshi Pilates Ve'inina Belas, because it gives off blood and does not absorb blood. So if you're learning that the liver does not answer itself from this Mishnah, why do you have a question if it answers another piece of meat? Omale, so Abaye answered him, Dilma hosam bekavda de isua. Perhaps the Mishnah is talking about a kove that's asur, a kove of a trefo or a vela. Moshum sham nunusa. And the Mishnah is saying that the shamnunis of the liver will answer another piece of meat. But if a kosher liver is cooked with treif, it itself won't be asur because since it's giving off so much blood, it won't absorb even shamnunis of the asur meat. Mishum doma might. My question was, what's about blood? Blood won't answer itself, because we see from the Mishnah that it won't answer itself, and possibly even if cooked with treif meat, it won't become asur. But certainly it won't become asur when it's cooked by itself. The question is, what happens if kosher liver is cooked with other pieces of meat? Does the blood of the liver answer the other pieces of meat? So the Gemara continues, Ki hoda solik, when Rav Safa went back up to Eretz Yisrael, he found Rav Zreika again, Omalei, so Rav Zreika told him, Hai nami loiti boi lecha. This is also not a question. Danova Yane Bereda Rav Ami Iklan Lebei Yehuda Bereda Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Myself and Yanai, the son of Rav Ami, went to the house of Yehuda, the son of Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Vekurivu Lei Kanya Bekufya Vechalna. And we served him the windpipe, which had attached to it the lungs, the heart, and the liver. And they were all cooked together. So we see that even though the liver is cooked with other pieces of meat, it's still mutter. So, according to Rashi, this Gemara fits in very good. Because we have to say that the case was that the lungs and heart were salted. Otherwise, the heart and the lungs would be usher. And how could he eat the heart and the lungs? So, if we're saying that the heart and the lungs were salted, presumably the liver was also salted. But according to Tosfos, the question over here is, if the liver was not salted, we'll have to say that the lungs and the heart were salted, but the liver was not salted. As it says, this is not strange, because sometimes the Amoraim did things to show Halacha L'maisa. They dafka salted the heart and the lungs, and not the liver, to show that liver could be cooked together with other pieces of meat, even if it's not salted. So the Gemara asks, Maskabalo Rabashi Vitema Rav Shmuel Mizrakinya Vidilma Pikana Chutzak Deirahava. Maybe the case was that the windpipe was out of the pot and there's a place for the blood to go out of the pot. And liver doesn't get absorbed into the other pieces of meat. Inami Michlat Habik Cholat Le Meikora. Or is it possible that he did Chalita first? He had Rav Huna Chalti Le Bechala. Rav Huna used to do Chalita on the liver with vinegar. Rav Nachman Chalti Le Bechim. And Rav Nachman did Chalita with boiling water. That the vinegar that the Chalita was done into is Aser. Amalei Ichala Aser. If the vinegar is Aser, Iunami Aser. The piece of liver is also Aser. Because if the vinegar will absorb the blood, it will go back into the meat. So we see here that even the vinegar is Mutter. So the Gemara is coming out. Then it's possible the case was that Chalita was done. Therefore we have no proof regarding Abaye's question if liver Asers other pieces of meat. So we'll come down so far that according to Rashi, if a liver is salted and cooked by itself, it's mutter. Because Abaye learned from the Mishnah that a liver is Einan Aseres. And according to Tosfos, if liver is salted, it's mutter to cook even with other pieces of meat. But if it's not salted, if it's cooked by itself, it would be mutter. And it's cooked with other pieces of meat, since the Gemara doesn't answer the question, you'd have to be machmer and say that the other pieces of meat will be aser, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if the liver wasn't salted, and according to Rashi, even if the liver was salted. So the Gemara continues, Rav Bar Sheva ikla lebei Rav Nachman. Rav Bar Sheva came to the house of Rav Nachman. Aisu lei kavta shlika. They brought Rav Bar Sheva a cooked liver. V'lei achol, he didn't want to eat it. Amulei, so they told Rav Nachman, bar be rav delagav le ochel. The one who's staying by you does not want to eat the liver. Umanu Rav Bar Sheva. Who is that? That's Rav Bar Sheva. Amalu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told them, go amoy le Sheva. First Sheva means Rav Bar Sheva to eat the liver. So the Gemara says, ketanoi. If the liver cooked by itself is asur or not, it's a machlok of tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer hakoved oiseres veinen neeseres. Rav Bezer holds the liver asurs other pieces of meat, but does not aser itself. Because it gives off blood but does not absorb. Spicy liver asers other pieces of meat and itself, because the spices softens up the liver and causes it to absorb. Shluka, if it's cooked, according to Rashi, this means if it's cooked a lot, it will aser other pieces of meat and aser itself, because once, if it's cooked a lot, once it's finished giving off its own blood, it will absorb its own blood and become aser. The Gemara then continues, Rabba Bar Rav Huna ikla lebei Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Rabba Bar Rav Huna came to the house of Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Aisu lekamei tlas savi tachi. They brought him three saw, a measurement of clean bread smeared with oil and honey. Amalahu, so Rabba Bar Rav Huna told them, mi avi yedisu da'asina? Did you know I was coming, that you prepared such fine bread? Amulei, so they told Rabbi Rav Huna, Me'adifis lan mina, are you better than her? Meaning Shabbos, that day was Shabbos. The Chsiv v'kasa l'Shabbos oinig. It says you should honor Shabbos. It was not for you that we made this special bread, but look up at Shabbos. Adihochi ashkach hahu kavda. In the meantime, Rabbi Rav Huna found this liver. The haba ba simpaina, the bliya doma. They had the cavities that was filled with blood. Amalahu amay of disahachi. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna asked them, why did you do like this? Why did you leave it filled with blood? Amulei elahechen navid. So they told him, what should be done? Amalahu kawish shesav eira v'chitucha l'sachas. You should cut it widthwise and lengthwise and put the cut downwards. So we see that according to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, you have to cut the heart shesav eira. So Rashi says in Dibri HaMaskal amay of disahachi, even though the blood absorbed in the liver is mutter, but the blood that's gathered in the simponos is blood. In other words, we're worried about the dam of the simponos, the blood of the veins, since that has a din of blood. Presumably that has a din of blood midai reisa. So therefore Rashi continues, you cut it underneath, kishinisnu b'taner, when you put it in the oven, litzlais kadei shiyazef adam liyotzei. When you put it in the oven to roast, you cut it in order that the blood of this opponent should flow out. So you see two things from Rashi. First, we see that the reason over here that you have to cut it is because of the blood in the simponos. And we see from Rashi that to cut it in order to roast it. This is also the opinion of the Bahag. And the Bahag says that even if you do not want to eat the liver after you roast it, you still have to cut it because of the blood in the simponos. But if you did not cut the simponos before roasting, you can cut them after you roast it. That's Rashi. Tosis says, let's see inside, you have to put the cut downwards. We're talking about where one wants to cook the liver after it's roasted or salted. Because if he just wants to eat it roasted, why do we have to cut it? What comes out of the liver goes into the fire. And what does not come out is Dame Vorim, which didn't move, and is Mutter. The Tosis says, V'im Mishum, Dam Simponos Kaved, if we're concerned about the Simponos, the veins of the liver, Tzorach Kriya, Aflet Sli, Dahavi Bekores, Aflet Shaloi Pirish, and you'd have to cut it, even to eat it roasted, because the blood is an isokores, the blood of the simponos is an isokores, even though it didn't move, like Rashi says, imkein b'tchol nami, by spleen, the Gemara says further, that spleen does not have to be cut. I'ika simponos, lama leitztarach kriya. If it has simponos in the spleen, why don't you have to cut it? Because the Gemara says, hani milikavda, that this is only by liver, aval tichla shumna ba'almo, but spleen is only shuman, and therefore it does not have to be cut. So if the whole problem over here is the veins, so when we're saying that the spleen is mutter, it would mean that we're saying that the veins do not have to be cut. So why not? So therefore Tosis is saying that the problem over here is not because of the veins, not because of the simponos. It's also a svar that there's no simponos in spleen. So what's the Gemara saying? Tichla does not have to be cut. If we're saying the whole problem by liver that it has to be cut is because of the veins, and there's no veins by spleen, why does the Gemara have to tell you that the spleen does not have to be cut? So we see that Tosis holds that the problem over here is not because of the blood in the simponos. Rather, the problem over here is if one wants to cook it after roasting. So the Bishesiv explains that Tosis holds that if you do not cut the liver when you roast it or salt it, not all of the blood comes out. And when I'll cook it, this blood will come out and aser the food in the pot. The reason one does not have to cut the liver if one wants to eat it roasted is because whatever does not come out does not move. Then Tosis brings the Bahag, or Bahag Kosav, Hay man de matzli kavda bishilume, tzoril chachetuche, someone who roasts the liver whole has to cut it, my time de ozel doma o machnes besimpoinois. Because the blood gathers in the simponos. But if one did not cut it before roasting, you cut it after roasting. And you cut it, and all the blood that's gathered in the simponos will come out. We're not worried that the blood of the simponos will get absorbed into the liver. Because we hold in Psachim, in the 7th parak, Perakei Tzitzolin, the Kabbalah Kach Poltoi, that we say, Kabbalah Kach Poltoi, by roasting. So the problem with this is that we know that even by roasting, we do not say Kabbalah Kach Poltoi, by Dam Bein. So the Sif Sedas and Sif Kotin Yud Aleph explains that in relation to the liver, the blood of the Simpinus has the din of Dam Pleita. So that's the sugya according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam, though, says as follows. The Rambam is born in the Beis Yosef, in the Machon, page Kufov, on the right column, about two-thirds of the way down. Sharambam Kosov, Perik Vav, Melchus Macholas, Asurus, Kloshin Hazeh. Ha-Kovid, Im Chotcho, Be'ishlicha, L'toy Chachoymetz, Elisich Mayim Loischin, Ach Tislabin, Havezim Utaris. Liver, if you cut it, and put it into vinegar, or into boiling water, till the liver turns whitish, it's mutter. L'vashel Oysa Achokach, to cook it afterwards. The minig is to roast it. And after roasting the liver, it could be cooked. It could be cooked by itself or with other pieces of meat. A liver that was cooked and was not roasted, and chalita was not done, not in vinegar, not in boiling water. Everything's usur, the pot, the liver, and everything cooked with it. That's the Rambam. So we see that the Rambam holds that even the liver itself is usur if you do not do chalita, or tzliya, or roasting. So the question is, according to the way we learned the sugya till now, it comes out that hakavod aseres ve'ein aneseres, that the liver usurs other pieces of meat, but it itself is not usur. So why does the Rambam hold that it itself is usur? So the Ran, further on in the Beis Yosef, explains that the Rambam holds, and this is also the opinion of the Rif, that the whole sugya is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. This Mishnah in Trumas that says HaKobed Aseres Vein in Aseres is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but the Rabbanan argue on it, and they hold that the Kobed would be Aser, would be Aseres and Aseres. And therefore, unless Chalita or Tzliya is done, it is Aser. But the Ran asks on this, if we learn like this, it's a big question, because we see that the whole sugya is not going like the Rabbanan. The whole sugya is going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's how Abaya holds. Rabbi Zveika served to Rabami, cooked liver, and that's how Rav Nachman also holds. In the story of Rabbi Bar Shabbat, Rav Nachman holds that cooked liver is mutter. So how could it be that if we see that all the Amoraim hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, why is the Rambam passing like the Rabbanan of the Mishnah? So the Beis Yosef has a different explanation of the Rambam. He explains the Rambam that the Rambam holds we don't pass on like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri of the Mishnah, rather we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel ben Avshal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika that we saw in the Gemara says Ketanoi, that it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Avshal Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika holds that even cooked it's Aseres ben Aseres. That's how the Rambam holds. Now all these other Amoraim, so what about Rabbi Zveika that served Ravami a cooked liver? So the Beis Yosef says we have no buy from there, because it's possible that the case was that he did chalita. Just like in the second case where he cooked the liver together with the heart and lungs, the Gemara says perhaps it's talking about chalita, and Rav Safra did not know the case exactly. So you could say the same thing in the first case where it was cooked by itself, that chalita was done, and Rav Safra didn't know the case exactly. And therefore, it's possible that when Rav Zveika served Rav Ami the Kaved, it was after Chalita. And Rav Nachman also, the Gemara says, Chalti Leib Beroyschen, that he did Chalita. Why did he do Chalita? Probably because he held that that's what you have to do. And in the case of Rav Bashavar, Rav Nachman did Chalita. And nonetheless, Rav Bashavar didn't want to eat it. And Rav Puna also, we see, required Chalita. He did Chalita in vinegar. So all we're left with is Abaye, that Abaye holds that Lamesa Nafsha Leikim Eboile, that the Asr itself, it's not Asr. So it would come out that Abaye is a yachad against Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, and therefore the halacha is like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman that you have to do chalita. And we have no question from the Gemara, because most of the Amoraim in the Gemara can hold that chalita is necessary. And the Beis Yosef also explains that according to the Rambam, when it says you have to cut the meat shesev eriv, it's talking about by chalita, because the Rambam doesn't say by tzliya that you should do chaticha shesev eriv. So the Rambam learns that when it says chaticha shesev eriv, that's by chalita. But some might say how the halacha according to the Rambam and the Rif is that one cannot do chalita because it is a chumas ha-go'inim that we're not became in chalita. Therefore, the minhag was to do tzliya. So then the Beis Yosef explains the Torah. The Torah says a kaved yesh by ribui dam l'tichach ein lo takana lavash la yedem alicha v'ein lavash la yedem ken kovay shese be'irib v'nicho t'chetuchay lamata v'tzolay v'achachach yochol lavash la. The Torah says that you cannot cook the liver, rather you have to roast it and do a kriya shesev eriv. So the Torah says that this is Rashi. So the question is, according to Rashi, the way we explained before, it covers a seris for in an aseris. So why is it usher to cook it by itself? So the Beis Yosef brings a grace maimony that was a gzera in order not to make the pot usher, or it is a gzera that we hold like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochanan ben Broika, that shluka is a seris, and according to Rashi, shluka means cooked a lot, and since we're not bekeim between regular cooking and shluka, therefore all cases of cooking are asur. That's basically how the Rishonim learn the sugya.